Charlotte Friedman, welcome back to the Afternoon Stroll studio.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Now, I'm sure you told Ray quite a lot on breakfast about what you're doing now that you're no longer here at Susie Radio. But for the benefit of our afternoon-only listeners, what are you up to at the moment?
Well, I am working for a company called Enrix, so I'm a travel broadcaster. So you might hear me randomly pop up in your car telling you that there's big queues on the M25, something like that, because you do all sorts of stations all up and down the country. It's very interesting, and my geography has got a lot better, I have to say.
And where's Enrix actually situated?
Farringdon in London, so I'm up in the city as well. Lots of long hours at times. I've been really, really busy, but it's been really great fun, lots of great experience.
And there's lots going on at Farringdon at the moment. I went to a fundraising do last week in London, which featured the CEO of the Crossrail project.
Yes. We're on the second floor, and we can feel the vibrations of the drills, which is already, and it's so many, I've forgotten how many feet underground, but you can actually feel it and hear it. It's quite distracting when you're about to maybe go on and then hear...
And we did join one another for lunch just once in the autumn sunshine at Farringdon, didn't we?
Yes, I do like it. It's got lots of nice restaurants around there. I've still got loads to try.
It's a very pleasant part of town. We must do that again sometime.
Definitely.
Anyway, we've got plenty to do this afternoon on the show. Your man Matt still going strong?
Very strong. Yes, he's at work at the moment.
We'll have an opportunity to talk about him first and foremost in the word from Winston, and then later on when we've got our mugs of Susie Builders. Ah, there we go. That's a bit more like strolling pace. Charlotte, we were talking about Enrix, and there's been a great deal of heat and light locally about the train services in particular and commuting in general. How is it for you?
I'm about to say don't get me started, but I'll fill you in a little bit without going in too much of a rant. I really do not like the trains. That is the one bit that really gets on my nerves, because there's... very, very rarely on time, or they'll just stop halfway. You'll sort of be the amount of times between January and February that I had to call work and warn them that I might be late because the train would just suddenly stop, probably a red light or something, but they don't tell you, and they don't tell you when it's going to go again. And no, I have to admit, I think that they are very, very overpriced for what you actually get. I think something does definitely need to be done.
What's the journey that you actually make on a daily basis up to town?
I get on a train from Redhill, I change at East Croydon, and then get a Bedford train, but it stops at Farringdon. And it used to work quite, if it runs to time, it works quite well, goes smoothly. But since the London Bridge works, the train now goes around London Bridge, so it adds on an extra 15 minutes or so a day, especially in the rush hour because of all the red signals and everything. So it makes me miss my second train, and then I have to wait longer there now, and then it adds on. So it's adding on almost an hour a day to my commute. Luckily, because I do shift work, I do miss the majority of the rush hour stuff, so I don't normally have to. I can normally get a seat, especially from Farringdon, because it gets busier once you get to Blackfriars, and especially when you used to go to London Bridge. That was where it heaved on, but I was already nicely seated by then.
London Bridge is a very dirty word round here at the moment. 20 seconds to tell us one of the upsides of being in London.
The atmosphere. Once you're walking around the city, it's such a great atmosphere. Everyone's always either rushing, but they're all generally happy. There's a buzz. There's always a buzz over there. There's lots of places to eat and lots of nice cocktails, which is always a plus.
Delighted to say that Charlotte Freeman's back in the Susie studio with me. There could be no greater delight on a Wednesday afternoon than that. Charlotte, you've actually met Winston a lot more than once, haven't you?
I have. I've met him quite a few times now. He's very lovely. Does like his sleep.
Unfortunately, you've been there once or twice when he's been poorly before.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's generally been quite chirpy, but yeah, he hasn't been too great recently.
We were really alarmed last Tuesday evening. We thought we were going to lose him. He was carted off to A&E, or the Pussycat equivalent of A&E, but he came back.
Which is very good. It's always nice to know, so... How's he doing now?
Well, he's okay. As I said at the top of the show, I haven't seen him this morning because he sort of has to stay in his own house so as to take his meds and get the special medicated food and so on and so forth. But he's a heck of a lot better than he was a week ago, which is really nice. Charlotte, did you have a good time with Ray on breakfast?
I did. I had a great time. It's good to catch up, and it was a nice, good laugh. We had lots of fun, lots of different discussions.
Yeah, the old team back at its best. It was really lovely. Well, now, you've got some local information coming up for us, but we've got a diamond first, which is not just for you, but it's for your man Matt as well. Charlotte, it's been a while now since your man Matt qualified. Tell us what he's now qualified as, but don't mention the company.
He is now working as a pilot.
And that must be really exciting for you.
It is. I get lots of nice last-minute holiday deals and things like that.
Let's discuss some of the places you've been to when we get to the tea break. That's a nice sort of thing to talk about over a cup of tea. But Winston said we must have an aeroplane theme to our
diamonds.
Well,
thank you, Winston. It's a great song. I like that one.
Still with us, Charlotte?
Yes, I'm very much here.
You were telling me you've been occupying yourself with a new hobby.
Well, it's a new hobby, but it's one that I used to do as a child a lot, and I decided I really wanted to get back into it. So I've recently, well, it was a Christmas present because I've been talking about it for so long, I've been doing horse riding.
And in terms of horse riding, is that an expensive hobby to pursue?
It is quite, which is part of the reason I sort of debated whether to go back into it, but my very nice mother and boyfriend sort of encouraged me to do it.
And that's 1 hour of this extraordinary two-handed afternoon stroll this Wednesday afternoon on Suzy 103.4. Charlotte, you're going to do the weather for us after the news?
I would love to.
And being that you're now a professional, would you care to do us a traffic and travel in the final hour of the show?
I'm sure I can muster up something.
That would be absolutely brilliant. And then the tea break's coming up at 20 past three. We're going to talk to Charlotte about flying off to faraway places. That's on Suzy 103.4, real local radio for Redhill, Reigate, Hawley and Crawley. Still with us, Charlotte?
Definitely.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Suzy Radio.
Now, this is one of your old beds from when you used to do the drive show and all that stuff, isn't it?
It brings back fond memories.
Fond memories?
Well, sometimes, yes.
Well, you were on the ladder upwards, weren't you, doing two and three drive shows a week here? And we've talked about INRICS. So Suzy was kind of the about the second or third rung on the media ladder for you, wasn't it? What was your previous experience?
I did work at Hospital Radio before, did some presenting there, and I did an internship with Jazz FM, but that was more production, that wasn't the broadcasting. Suzy was my first real going for doing a show and stuff like that. So.
And then you came and worked your way up from Neil's sort of right-hand lady on Weekend Breakfast.
Yes, indeed.
Into being a morning presenter and a drive presenter in your own right.
Yes, I did love the drive show. It's very busy, but lots of good fun.
And now you're doing traffic and travel as part of a sort of national bureau, really.
I am. I'm covering all sorts of stations. It's great fun.
And what's the plan to dominate the broadcasting universe?
Well, I'm hoping if I get lucky enough. I recently met with a gentleman at a networking event with Emily Jeffcott. We went together and he was very nice. And I'm starting to do some TV training soon. So fingers crossed, if all goes well, hopefully I'll be moving over into some television work. Which,
well, I think you would probably be fairly telegenic, I think they call it, don't they? Like photogenic. I think that would work for me anyway. Now, what sort of things, Charlotte, does television training involve? Do you know yet?
Well, I've got a basic understanding in it, and there's lots of parts that are like radio, but it's obviously a case of I can sit here now, and even if I sound nice and slow, I could be fidgeting, I could be doing all sorts of things. But with radio, with television, you have to be very much still and calm, and if you can't hide as much as you can on the radio, I found, which is hard for me because I do get nervous. And at least with radio, even though sometimes you can hear nerves, there's a lot you can. They can't see your face. They can't see what you're doing. But with television, you've nowhere to hide. You've just got to go for it. It's a new challenge, basically.
Any idea how many sessions that's going to involve, your TV training, and when and where?
It'll be up in London again, and there'll be a weekend session. So you do 2 to 3 days, depending on what you want. And then at the end, you can do a showreel with them, or I can go somewhere else and do... Because that's the most important. That's the next step, really, is to get a showreel done, because you can't really apply for any work without a showreel. But there's no point making a showreel when I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. So... training's the next step.
And for the uninitiated, a showreel is?
It's the radio equivalent of a demo, so it's just showing what you can do. It's only a couple of minutes long, just shows what you look like, what you sound like, and how you present.
Sounds great. We'll chat some more in the tea break. And here we are at the tea break. No ordinary tea break interview, in the sense that Charlotte and I have been wittering on throughout the last hour and 20. But we've got our mugs of Suzy Builders now, just like we used to have when Charlotte started drive and I'd finished the afternoon stroll. So we're back in the old routine, and we're going to have a little natter further about not so much Charlotte's career this time as her man Matt's career and the, what shall we call it, fringe benefits, friends with benefits, Charlotte, eh?
That sounds funnier, but yes, we'll go with that.
Now, when you've got a man who is involved in flying aeroplanes, it must mean that you have the chance, even if it's at short notice, to jet off to some wonderful destinations. You want to tell us a bit about that and where you've been and where your favourite visit's been so far?
Yes, well, he's been flying for about 6 months now because he just had his 6-monthly sim check, which is where they make sure that you can still handle all the situations, like if an engine fails, all the kind of stuff. So it's all good. We've been to lots of places. We've been to Amsterdam, we've been to Vienna, Berlin. We went to the Christmas markets at Berlin. That I think was probably my favourite, but that's because I love Christmas, and it's just, I've never done it before, and it's very different to anything over here, and it's great fun. And I also discovered crepes with chocolate spread, and they were amazing. So that was a nice tip off the iceberg for it, or top of the cake, something like that. We've also been, we're probably going, hopefully, to Copenhagen tomorrow. But that's because he'll be flying there, so I'll be tagging along on the flight, and then he has an overnight stay, and then we come back the next day at some point.
So tell us how that will actually work if you end up in Copenhagen now the next couple of days. What are the sort of logistics?
Well, I will book it either today or tomorrow, depending. And then as long as there's still seats, which there are at the moment, I get to go on the flight, and Matt will obviously be at the front, so I'll sit by myself wherever the seats are, have a read, and then we'll land. And then whichever the airport is, there's normally a shuttle that will take him and the rest of the flight crew, go to the hotel. I'll go with him. And then we stay there for the evening. Depending on what time we get there, we can go out if it's not too late, but sometimes it's quite late. I think we would have time to maybe go out for dinner once we get there. And then we get up early, have some nice breakfast, and then head out into Copenhagen. I did it with Amsterdam. That was an overnight. We had the whole full day in Amsterdam, and then you come back in the evening.
And do you get mates rates for the aeroplane ride?
I do.
Well, I think it's great, and you're such a lovely couple. I'm sure you deserve whatever comes your way. What do you think about the difficulties with property purchase, though?
Very, very hard. We are looking into it, like, very early stages at the moment, and we've still got a long way to go, I think, before we're going to be able to actually purchase anything. But it's really tough. Unless you get some sort of help from somewhere, I think it's virtually impossible to do it in a sort of before you're 25 at the earliest.
Charlotte, we've got our Susie Builders. We've run through the entire tea break theme without getting on to half the things that we were going to talk about. But that was lovely, and you're going to do some professional traffic and travel for us at 22 the hour.
Yes, I'd be happy to.
We'll look forward to that. Now, our tea break diamond is specifically for your man Matt and what he did up till 6 months ago. Sad but true, our time's done. We're on the run. We've got to get out of here. Oh dear, bit of fun, and we even got Ray Smart into it, Charlotte.
I've really enjoyed today.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a lark. Copenhagen, any plans for next week, or is it back at work?
Back at work next week, also off to Newcastle.
Right.
That's just for a girly weekend way, so that's fun.
We'll look forward to hearing reports of the repeatable bits next time you're back on the afternoon stroll. We'll have to do this all over again sometime.
Definitely.
Thanks ever so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Really appreciate it. It's brilliant to see you, and hopefully you'll be able to have a literal word with Winston in a few minutes from now.
Yes, hope so.